This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to David this morning. Good morning, David.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So you went on a date with a girl named Chloe, and obviously because you're on the second date update, she's ghosting you in some capacity or another. So tell us about this date. What did you do?
Sure. So we matched on Tinder and chatted on there for a bit and then decided to meet for drinks. So we went on a date, and it was great. You know, she was hanging on every other word, which is always a nice sign. And, you know, we were laughing, just talking about all types of stuff. But since the date, she's unmatched me and doesn't respond to any of my texts. I'm not mad or anything. Like, you know, if we're not a good fit, that's fine. I just kind of want to know why, because, I don't know, I feel like I do pretty well with women in general, and I'm the one who usually ghosts them and not the other way around, so I just don't get it.
I don't know that that's something I admit.
Listen, I respect, though, at least that he knows he's a ghoster.
I guess.
From what I've heard from single people, ghosting is just
the norm. I understand that, but to come out and be like, yeah, usually I'm the a-hole is just...
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have Chloe on hold, so we're going to talk to her, and then you'll be able to hear us have a conversation, but you won't be able to comment until we bring you back, okay?
Got it.
All right, David's now on hold. Let's talk to Chloe. Chloe, are you there?
Hi.
Hello. It's Gavin and Katie, and you're on the second date update. And we just got done talking to David, and he admits that he's a ghoster as well. He has ghosted people in the past that he's gone on dates with.
But he's not used to being on the receiving end of it.
Correct. And he wants to know why you're ghosting him. He's not mad about it, but he wants to know what's going on.
I mean, where do I even, like, start? First of all,
wow.
You think it's bad. It can
do
only
I?
Go down
I don't know.
Okay.
He looked nothing like his photos. Nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I swear to God, I think they're like 10 years old. He also showed up sweaty, like from the gym. And like,
in his gym clothes?
Oh, yeah. Like, still, like, clearly you can tell he had just worked out.
Huh.
He actually had a drink first, before I got there.
Okay.
And he was like, if you want to get a drink, you can go get one. Just order it yourself, like at the bar.
Like on his tab, or like you can pay for it yourself?
No. It wasn't on his tab.
Even if it was on his tab, what a line. You want a drink?
Yeah.
You can go get it.
If I want a drink,
right?
Go get it yourself.
You like, have my permission.
Yeah, you asked me here for drinks.
Like, you know where the bar is. That's great.
Well, is there anything else?
I mean, is there anything else needed.
No, this is definitely enough.
Well, okay, we're going to bring David back in here. David, you're back on with us. You heard what Chloe had to say, and I'm sure you have a response.
I mean, it's not as bad as she's making it out. Mm-hmm. It was just a casual first date. I mean, you shouldn't expect me to come all tidied up in a suit and a tie. That's a little ridiculous.
Is there a middle ground?
Literally not one person would ever expect you to show up formally like that. But showing up sweaty directly from the gym in your gym clothes is just rude. It's so weird.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Does definitely send the signal like, this isn't necessarily worth putting effort into. Can you see that?
Yeah, I hear you, but, like, I'm also good-looking, and I look good coming out of the gym, so, you know what I mean? Like, I want her to see that.
No, but I'm telling you didn't. You didn't look good doing that. That's what I'm trying to get across to you.
Well, that's clearly your opinion. It's worked for me in the past, so.
Well, you're still single, so it's not really working for you, is it?
I could listen to you two
forever.
You should do a podcast.
She seems like a very direct person. So were you not picking up any of this on the date?
You know, not really. I thought the conversation was nice.
We literally only talked about him.
Okay, that's not even true. Because we did talk about you, and we talked about your cat, and the fact that you're from Oregon.
Oh my God. The only reason I brought up Oregon was to get you off of the topic that you went to Oregon. That's literally all you kept talking about. I do not think what you believe is working for you is actually working for you, because I am telling you, it doesn't work.
Chloe, duly noted. And David, let me just tell you, because we're running out of time for this. Sadly, we are running out of time for this. As somebody who's tried to do a lot of personal growth over the last years, when somebody is telling you that something's not working or that you have a problem because of this, at the very least, just take a second and think, what if they're right? And how can I improve upon that?
Yeah, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I mean, it's likely they're not right, but I hear you.
Okay, well, the process is baby steps. So it's a second date update on the Wake Up Call. Thank you so much. And if you guys ever want to do a podcast, you reach out to us. We'll get it on the Odyssey app. Lickety split.
I can't take anymore.
We have to take a short break now, but when we come back, a woman was kicked out of a stand-up comedy show. And when you hear what it is, it will drop your jaw. And some of you might actually have her back and defend her. You're going to find out what it is at 640.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.